You know what they would say about me? I'm the best voice isolationist. And I would do my job like this. Yeah. I would come. And I would do this so perfectly that they would call me again.
Okay.
We are going to make isolation voice great again.
You need the hands. Yeah.
You need the hands.
Yeah. There was one guy on TikTok, like, he does such a good Trump impression. And, like, so many people are, like, obsessed with his videos. Like, do more, do more.
Oh, really? Wow.
Actually, it's really good and funny.
Trump is a funny guy, okay.
He is.
Dislike his policies. You may dislike his personality, okay. You might dislike his face, his hair, his orange, like,
fake
orange color.
Oh, he has new hair
color.
Now. Did you see? He's, like, slick back.
You might hate his new hair as well, but he's a funny guy. Like, show me his hair.
I don't know.
It does not look like new hair. It just looks like he's...
It just looks like slicked back.
He's coming from somewhere, like, that's it. He didn't get time to...
I think he was golfing. Like, it looks like a golfing outfit.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he loves to do that, so...
Yeah, that's true. Have you ever played golf?
Only mini golf.
How many was the golf?
You mean the ball?
The ball is same size, I think. No?
I don't know how big it is in regular golf.
Not like very big. Well, welcome guys.
Yeah, welcome.
Yeah, I hope you like the new type of starting.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we planned it for like a long time, you know. It's not easy to pull it off.
Totally, yeah. 50 times we have to try
50
it at
times,
least. Yeah.
So,
it's not easy being perfect.
It's not perfect being easy.
Yeah. Whatever that means.
You know, like if you're an easy person, you cannot be perfect.
What do you mean by an easy person? What is an easy person?
For example, I'm sure you know someone. If you ask them a favor, they won't say no.
Okay, that's like a nice person.
No, that is an easy person, not a nice person.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, nice does not mean like, yeah, I will do anything you want, anything you say, you know, like.
No, that's like a people pleaser person.
That is an easy person.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, easy can be in many ways, like, but it all depends, like, how... In what context you are talking about?
That's the question.
Any context. Give me a context and I will tell you.
I don't know.
How a person can be easy. Like, you should be not easygoing in everything, you know? For something, you should be hard.
Yeah, that's true.
A difficult person, what I mean.
Yeah, you should not let people step over you.
Like, hard to deal with.
Yeah.
So, what do we have, huh? Something new?
Actually, I saw that Mr. Beast, like, rented out the pyramids in Egypt.
Breaking news, guys. Mr. Beast has run to a third world country and has become, like, a overlord there.
I mean, what's new? I'm sure he's done it before. I don't keep up with him, but...
Somewhere in Latin America, huh?
Probably, yeah.
Honduras. Take it or leave it.
I mean, should we search...
Can you even locate Honduras on map?
I mean, if you zoom in.
Enough. World map.
No, obviously not. It's just like written as little text.
Yeah.
Depends how big the map is as well. But.
Yeah, exactly. It'll give you a small one. Like, even if you know where is Honduras, you're like, oh, I'm in Belize.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was...
Are they even neighbors? I think they are. Can we check, please?
Okay.
Okay, Belize is their neighbor.
Yeah.
Cool. It is a beautiful country.
Wow, it takes one day to go there.
I mean, it depends. If you're like in Nicaragua or Belize, it doesn't take one day.
Yeah. Breaking news. I didn't know that.
I mean,
it depends how you're traveling.
I was about to say this, you know? Like, if you're like an illegal immigrant, but it should be the other way around. You're going... From Honduras to Belize to to like America, you know?
Yeah.
But Belize is a rich country, actually. Richer than their neighbors, you know?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Cool. So...
How much is the per capita income there? Like, I don't know.
In Belize?
I'm just, yeah, no, in Honduras. 6K, 6.6K. Wait, is it a month or a year? It should be a year. Then it is like $550 a month. Okay, that's.
Wait, really? Oh, that's yeah, not good. It is per year.
Yeah, I because I thought it was per month.
Yeah, but it doesn't say like clearly, so.
Yeah, no, it should be a year actually.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think. If it is a safe country, it is a good place to go. You will live like a king.
I mean, is it a safe country? I don't know.
Why don't we ask Mr. Google? Violent crimes such as homicide, armed robbery, and kidnapping remains common.
Yeah, I think it's safe.
I think it is very safe.
Yeah.
And so for some people, it would feel like home, you know?
Yeah,
so that would be like a bad thing. Like if you go on a vacation and you feel like, oh, it is my home country,
yeah, you're
or
not
hometown.
On vacation.
Yeah,
first.
Yeah. Otherwise, I wouldn't mind. But the seas are like the sea is so beautiful there. You see, it's so good.
The color is beautiful.
Yes.
It's so clear.
Yeah. And I don't think these places, they have any crimes, you know?
I mean, maybe they go to these places because they know tourists will be there. I don't know.
No,
really?
No.
Why?
No. Because, see, tourists bring a lot of money.
Yeah.
So, no people easily attack tourists, like, with armed robbery and these things, you know?
Hmm.
And government also, they have to protect that because I'm sure they're earning
I mean,
millions.
Yeah, if someone gets killed there, no one will go, so.
Exactly.
That's true, yeah.
Also, like, in, like, the mostly the third world countries, they are really cool with tourists, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They don't attack tourists, actually. They only, attack their own people.
Yeah.
It's pretty interesting.
But yeah, it looks beautiful.
But I think Belize is more safe. Can you see the per capita income there? It's double.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, it has to be safer.
Mm-hmm.
The first question is, Belize is a rich or a poor country?
Upper middle income
country. Population is 405,000.
What?
Wow. It's so... Such a cute country, you know. It's
It's such a small one.
Yeah, it's like less than half a million. Oh my god.
Yeah, it's congratulations, like, you know, Matt.
It's a cute country. I would love to go there.
Ooh, what is the Great Blue Hole?
You don't know the Great Blue Hole?
No, I don't know.
It is a very famous place.
I mean, I've seen this picture, but I don't know like more than that.
You didn't know it was in Belize. So the thing is, we don't know what is actually inside this hole. Like,
people have gone
like
in,
why?
Right?
Of course.
So what happened
like
to
a magical
them?
Hole. See, the thing is, we don't know how it was found. It is just there.
Ah. Uh-huh.
So
okay.
Yeah, and it doesn't look like some meteor crashed into the earth and these things.
Mm-hmm.
Some people even say this is like a big proof of like ancient people mining. So it was a mine.
Hmm.
Mining Mayans, you know?
yeah.
Bad joke. Okay. It is a bad joke, yeah, so.
It's cool.
It is cool.
So what happened to the people who went inside?
Why don't you write the Great Blue Hole? Is Great Blue Hole dangerous?
The dive site is reputed to have the most diver fatalities in the world, with estimates of 130 and 200 fatalities in recent years.
Wait. This blue hole they're talking about is in Red Sea.
Ah, so there's multiple blue holes? I didn't know that.
What the? Yeah.
I want to know what happens when you go inside.
Yes, the blue hole in the world's most popular marine destination for a reason. Thanks to deep blue water, dramatic and underwater cliffs, it is a pleasure to both swim and dive in the blue hole. The blue hole is a popular destination for scuba divers. What is also possible
to snorkel
here? What is snorkel?
Like you know the snorkel mask?
Yeah.
So you can do that there. But it's not like, what's like the point? Because you want to dive, deep, right?
Yeah.
So what's the point of snorkeling?
Exactly. I don't like get the point.
I think it's mostly for kids.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So what is this other blue hole in the Red
Blue
Sea?
hole, Red Sea? I don't know. Is it like a blue hole on a budget or something?
It's in Egypt. Okay.
Doesn't look cool at all, let's be honest. It's not even
No.
circular, it is like a. It looks like. USA. See, it looks like USA. Look at it.
Kind of,
Yeah.
yeah.
It's. It's not cool. Yeah.
Yeah. It's nothing compared to the one in Belize.
Hmm?
It's nothing compared to
Yeah,
the
the Belize, the
great
great. There's a reason why it is great, you know?
Blue Hole Santa Rosa. That's the official name. Oh, in New Mexico. So how many blue holes are there?
I don't know. Are we living in the world of blue holes? Not. What do you say?
No,
huh?
But really, like, I thought there was one.
I was thinking the same. I'm actually now. It's,
I feel a bit scammed.
Yeah. So the most famous thing about Belize is like in every other third world country, you know?
Yeah, you're not special.
It's in Mexico, it's in Egypt, like what? Like at least 20.
Okay.
So there are 20 holes.
In the Bahamas, the highest concentration of blue holes in the world.
Hey, can you give me a list of all those 20 holes?
I mean, the great one is first,
Malta,
of course.
Egypt, Bahamas.
Palau.
But where is Palau?
Part of the Micronesia region.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where is this country? How many people live there? Like,
why is the map black?
Because, no. It is Micronesia. It is in the sea. It's in
yeah.
the sea.
Okay, but why is it black? Why is the ocean black?
It's night there, you know? That's why, yeah.
Okay, that's weird.
So anyway. It's near Philippines.
Philippines, yeah.
The best country in the world. So most of them are in Bahamas.
I think yes.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah, so what is he doing in pyramids?
I think he is renting it out for some video.
For some video, pyramids. Like
yes.
What?
I don't know, like...
Whoever will... move the pyramids.
Oh yeah.
Who will unbox the pyramid first? Like, what could be the video, huh? Because going on them is not allowed, you know?
On the top?
Yeah, to climb them is not allowed.
Yeah. But what if he's making it allowed? You know, he's Mr. Beast.
Yeah, but he's not above the law.
Of course. Can you like hit them? Like you throw something at them? Really get like, I don't know, punished.
See, it is a UNESCO World Heritage, okay?
Yeah.
It's like it's one of the seven ancient wonders of the world. It's not like a just a building, you know?
Yeah, I don't know like how he can rent it. Like,
I mean, the third world country, you know? They are like, they need money, they are in debt or something.
Mm-hmm.
They want to make new palaces for the king. Or
yeah.
the anyone who is there, like we'll act like we don't know the person, so we are safe, you know, like this.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, more palaces are needed, you know.
Of course, always.
Yeah, is it like a trusted website? The way it...
No, this is like TMZ is not trusted. It's like for celebrity gossip.
Oh, really? We need that. We need this. We need the wrong one, so that like we get the bad news, you know.
Okay, there's some Egyptologist.
Zahi Hawass.
Yeah, what?
Yeah.
Why is he like...
People don't like him. You know that? A lot of people, they say like he always tries to hide things.
You mean Mr. Beast?
No, like actual people, they don't like him. They're like he...
No, I mean, who are you talking... Don't like who?
A lot of people don't like this guy, Zahi.
Ah.
Because he's like the leading Egyptologist and he has a lot of pull in the government and ministry, and he's like they don't want like real history to come out. And because if real history comes out, they are like, I don't know the exact reason what they say, like he's just pulling a lot of strings. So I think he's that guy. which a lot of people don't like.
So he just paid a small fee to film in the pyramids for 7 days.
What is my small fee? How much is the small fee, huh?
The YouTuber was allowed to shoot his project in the pyramids once public touring was concluded each day, and then would go sleep at a camp set up 3 to 5 miles away. So there was no special treatment going on for Mr. Beast.
3 miles away? Like, the city is like, I think, 1 mile away from the pyramids. Have you seen the pictures? Like, how near the city of Cairo and the place of Giza is? Like, they're like, they're getting
there's
into
like a
the
hotel
pyramids.
Where you can, like, it's so close to the window.
He get like, he's getting bad treatment, actually. Not like a special treatment. So, what he got was like shooting in the night, basically.
About getting permission to explore the pyramids for 100 hours.
What do you mean by explore? Does it mean like going inside? Does it mean like exploring the foundations? What does it mean? You know, he should have used the Egyptian currency. It would be like 10 times more than the this one, you know? It would look more cool.
Okay, so the doctor joined Mr. Beast to film scenes exploring the Sphinx and chambers inside the Great Pyramid of Giza. Okay.
Whoever will make nose of the Sphinx faster wins.
Yeah.
I was expecting these type of things, you know? Not like, we are exploring with some doctor, Egyptologist. Like, come on.
I mean,
Mr. Beast.
Maybe he wants to find, like, some secrets or something. I don't know.
Secrets to youth?
Yeah.
Secrets to not getting mold in the cheese, huh?
Yeah, he needs that.
You know, in pyramids, they found honey, and it was still edible. So he's like, I need that. I need that.
They need that.
Was he alone, or he with the other guys? You know,
I'm sure there was some other guys as well. Because he needs someone to film him.
No. The guy who was like, the food guys.
I don't think so. I think they just got together for the food, and then after that, they haven't done anything together.
I mean, they should never do anything together.
I'm going to do a video where they let me explore anywhere I want in the pyramids.
Bro, there are like 2 or 3 different places, okay?
Yeah.
At least 1,000 people have explored all of them.
Yeah, you're not special.
Yeah. But he would just do it in his, like, you know, cringe way. I'm doing it. Like, see, if it is a funny video, I don't have any problem with the guy, okay?
His videos are not even funny. Like, it's just, like, overacting, and he's always shouting, like, it's bad.
See, it goes like this. He says something big, and then, like, 10 people standing here.
Yeah.
And then, like, again, like, some of his friends that we did this video, they cut to him, like, yeah, we are doing that. And then, hey!
Yeah, exactly.
Or show, like, big pile of money or some car.
Yeah, we're giving this away.
Yes. No, the thing is, I don't hate the guy.
I mean, he has done good things.
Yeah.
But
see, even if he has not done good things, no hate. He's doing his job, you know.
Yeah.
But, like, this is...
He's just doing a bit too much for me. I don't enjoy his videos, so...
I wouldn't say it's here, because here it's like, I'm into Egyptian history, you know?
No, I'm talking about Mr. Beast in general. I don't care about...
Like, no, I don't care about, like, him in general. I talk about the Egyptian video.
Okay, but there's no video yet to see, so I don't know. Maybe that's, like, his best video, but...
I don't think so.
No, right now he's doing some Mr. Beast, like, games or something. Like
Squid Games.
Yes. Like, inspired by Squid Games. And yeah, it's like
some
like 12 episode show of like people battling for, I think it was
battling what, gladiators, huh?
No, like challenges.
He's like a new Roman king, you know, like
yeah, I think the prize was 5 million.
Roman king on budget. 5 million?
Yeah, for one person.
Wow, so how many people can be like the winners, huh? Maybe like
one.
No, like maybe the first one will get like 5, the other one will get like 3, the third one will get one.
No, I think there's just one. And there was 2,000 people in the start, and then he does like challenges to
2,000 people in the start.
Yeah, and then
he's not a Roman king, huh?
Yeah. He's better than that.
He's better than that. Because he's making all the public like enjoy, huh?
Of course, yeah. But you have to pay to watch his thing. Like, I think it was on some streaming site.
Really? It was on free?
I mean, he hasn't released all of it. Yeah. Because I got an ad on YouTube for it, so.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting. If you had a chance to be in his video, okay. Do you think, like, you can earn, like, you can win and earn, like, 5 million?
I don't know, but most of his challenge videos, they seem pretty easy. I feel like I would be able to win, but I don't know if his videos are, like, legit. I think some people were saying, like, not all of them are real.
So he doesn't give them money, or he gives them money? What happens?
In one video, like, some woman was supposed to be the winner, but then he changed it to, like, being a man. Like, ended up being the winner. So then people were really upset. And this woman was the same woman who reviewed the Lunchables brand and found the mold.
See.
So they have some beef going on.
See, I respect the woman. After getting rejected from him, she waited.
She played the long game.
She played the long game, you know?
Yeah.
And this is so interesting. Like, it is like a deep story. It's not like just normal hate, you know? Like, oh, you're not making good food. No. Food? Nah. Children health? I don't give a shit. I wanted the trophy, you know? I wanted to win.
Yeah.
How can you let a man win over me? Like, let me portray the woman in a bad way, okay? If she deserves it, like, she should be given.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty interesting. How many years apart are these two stories?
I think it happened last year, and the Lunchables happened this year, so.
Wow.
Yeah. She was waiting for a moment.
I'm sure she also, like, tried to, like, do it on Mr. Beast Burgers.
Oh, yeah, but
the chocolate. Yeah?
The chocolate is quite popular, like, or I don't know, maybe he's just making it seem like it's
popular. Is it cheap?
I don't know the price. Is it tasty? Can you even get it anywhere other than the U.S.?
How much is it in the U.S.?
I don't know. What is the name? It's Feastables.
Mr. Beast Chocolate, that's it. Feastables Chocolate?
Yeah, I think the name is Feastables.
Mr. Beast Chocolate, but see, even Amazon is like Mr. Beast Chocolate, huh? Feastable by Mr. Beast. This website looks childish.
I mean, yeah, most of his viewers are children. Yeah. But the 10-pack is $35. But yeah, the packaging is so ugly.
It's like his YouTube thing, you know?
Yeah, I know, and I hate this color.
Why?
It's just too bright and ugly of a shade of blue. So I don't like it. Anyway, I don't think it's worth it. It doesn't look good.
I think it is only for, like, kids.
Yeah, and then he, like, sponsors, like, every video, like, someone else's video, like, with this brand.
So. What do you mean by someone else's video?
Like, he pays them to advertise this in their video, like.
Ah, yeah. Really?
Yeah, because I guess no one is buying, so he needs to advertise.
White chocolate or the brown one? If you have to.
But there's, like, two different brown. There's milk chocolate and dark chocolate.
Nobody likes dark chocolate, okay?
That's, I like, end. Like, 70% dark chocolate is not bad.
No. 99%.
I've never tried it.
Really?
But my dad, like, loves dark chocolate, so, yeah.
I bought one time.
The 99%
one. Yeah, I don't exactly remember the percentage, but it was, like, so bitter. Because, you know what? I was in a hurry. I just.
So you bought the wrong one?
I bought the wrong one, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I was like, yeah. After eating, I just eat some sweets. I was like, yeah, let me put it in my mouth. I give it to my friend as well because, like,
oh no,
like we are all, like, kind of stupid, and nobody is reading anything. You just like putting it.
That's
in the
so
mouth.
Dangerous.
It is a chocolate, and I open the wrapper in front of them. Okay, it looks like a chocolate. It says big chocolate, and there is a chocolate picture in front of it. It's not like I get this from, like, a random wrapper. Okay, and I'm like, guys, it looks shady, you know, but just eat this weird drippy black thing. Like, no,
okay,
it was
okay.
Solid and proper. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So we just eat it, and we're like, what the hell is this? We have to spit it out, basically.
Weak? I think the highest I tried is, like, 85. It was okay. Like, one bite is all I can do, but.
Yeah.
I don't know how people can actually enjoy that. Like, just don't eat it then.
I don't think people enjoy it.
So they want to suffer? Like, what is the point of eating it?
I think, yeah. Yeah.
Like, is it healthy for you?
I don't know, but, like, if my tongue is not accepting, it is also part of my body, you know?
Yeah.
Like, my tongue is allergic to it, basically.
Yeah. I don't know. I think milk chocolate. Because with white chocolate, it's...
No. You didn't listen to my question. Which one can you live for the rest of your life?
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, white chocolate, obviously. It's not even a hard question.
Really? I thought people like white chocolate.
No. It's way too sweet, and I don't like it. I think it's only good for baking.
What do you bake in white chocolate? I thought you need eggs for baking.
You need other... It depends what you're baking, but...
Yeah, what are you baking?
For example, people make, like, white chocolate chip cookies. So it's in the cookie.
White chocolate chip cookie.
And I'm sure there's, like, white chocolate cakes.
So they use white chocolate and white chocolate chip cookies.
Yes. Yes.
Do they look even appetizing?
They're good. Let's see.
I don't think so.
These are so ugly.
Yeah.
I've made them before and they looked fine. And they were pretty good as well, so.
Yeah, and who ate them, huh? Like the birds? You give it to the birds, huh?
No. My family ate them. Because...
Yeah.
I had like a thing at school where we had to bake something at home.
So it was like the first time you guys were baking and your family had to serve.
Not the first time. No, but...
I mean, did they actually eat in front of you or you were like, yeah?
Yeah, they ate.
Mom, Dad, eat this. And you're like, yeah, we are eating. Like, can you get us something? And then, like, when you come back, the plates are empty. You're like,
No,
the food is so good. Mm.
I gave it to them and I gave it to some of my friends as well. And they all loved it.
Why? Okay.
Like, I brought it to school and I gave it to them.
I also had
to bring one for the teacher.
I thought you had a class in your school. Was it an extracurricular thing, like, outside your school? These classes, baking classes?
No. It was like homework to make the cookies.
Homework is to make the cookies?
Yes.
Homework is to make the cookies?
Yes.
What are the homework they give? Like, yeah, clean the toilet, huh?
No. It was just for that class.
Yeah. Another class. Yeah, clean the toilet, you know? Change your bulbs. Yeah. Wash your clothes. That's your homework.
I mean, in that class, we also learned how to, like, use a washer and dryer, so like how to wash laundry.
Do you think they should also teach you how to use gun
in school? It's not America.
Do you think they should teach people how to use gun? Like, they're already learning.
But for example, in Finland, it's quite hard to get like a gun license unless it's for hunting. So it's not really like who will benefit from
it? Are there schools for hunting, learning how to hunt?
I mean, I don't know about a whole school, but probably, yeah.
Wow.
At least one. Like, everyone goes there.
Really?
I don't know.
If there was a school like this, would you go there?
No, I'm not into hunting. Are you?
I never did. Yeah. I'm always the prey, you know? I'm prey of the society. I'm prey of this, like, whole system.
Okay, victim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am a victim.
Yeah, what about you? Which one would you, like, prefer to have for the rest of your life?
To have or leave?
To have.
The conventional chocolate is much, how can I say? I'm more used to it.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, that's why. But I think there is always a reason why one thing is more famous than the other, you know. It is good, that's why it is famous. Because, like, people just come around, like, they're like, you know, the white one is good, but let's make this, the other one more famous, you know.
Yeah. I mean... It's all about preference, but I would say majority of people like milk chocolate, so.
I think aliens like white chocolate.
How do you know? Do you personally know?
I know someone, yeah. But okay. I cannot, like, give details here.
Okay, yeah. Makes sense,
yeah. So, just, like, 2 hours ago, I was with an alien, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unbelievable, right?
Literally, yes.
I know. Do you think Mr. Beast can be an alien?
Because he's so ugly?
Not that reason.
Okay, why?
I don't know. I'm just asking. Can I say yes or no?
Let me see his face.
But he can, like...
I don't know.
Okay, I give you three options.
Okay.
I would say not Elon Musk. He's not a robot. He's not an alien, okay?
What is he then?
You know, Transformers?
Oh.
He is part of the Transformers. Okay? He's like, you can see from his chest.
Yeah.
Mark Zuckerberg, Mr. Beast, and I need one more guy. I don't know. Nothing else is coming to my mind. Yeah, so in both of them.
Yeah.
Who do you think is an alien or can be an alien?
Say the names again.
Mark Zuckerberg,
Mr.
Beast. That's it.
I thought there was four people.
No, I...
What about Elon Musk?
Elon Musk is... Okay, Elon Musk. Elon Musk.
Yeah, yeah. I think Elon Musk. Because his face is like glitching sometimes, you know.
So. Wait. So who is Mark Zuckerberg then, huh?
What do you mean?
Is there no, all three of them, nobody is a human, okay? So we have to see which one is which one.
Okay. I mean, he looks like his eyes are just like lifeless.
That's true, yeah.
And he was looking much worse before. Now he's like, he grew out some hair, so he's a bit better. But an alien? I don't know. I think Mark Zuckerberg looks the most like an alien.
Right?
Yeah. And people were making some videos like, oh, he's like a lizard, like reptilian or something.
Do you think it is true?
I don't know. Let me see the video.
Where did the reptilian thing come from? The whole idea of a reptilian
I don't know, but
person.
I saw one of Justin Bieber as well. Like, Justin his eyes Bieber? Were like...
Come on. They're looking for anyone. See, he's a reptilian. That guy's a transformer. What about Mr. Beast? You know what Mr. Beast make me remember? He's a dwarf, Bigfoot. He is a Bigfoot, but he's the shortest Bigfoot, okay? And that is his thing.
I don't know. He kind of looks like a hamster.
No. He is the Bigfoot. So this is the conclusion. Mr. Beast is a Bigfoot, the dwarfest Bigfoot. yeah. Mark Zuckerberg is a reptilian, obviously. We all
of
know
course,
that.
Yeah.
We just
knowledge.
Accepted it at this point. And yeah, that's true. If not, why he's not having like kids? Where are his kids now, huh?
I thought he had children.
Wait. No way.
Mark Zuckerberg, right?
Yes, yeah. You know what? We'll discuss it next time. So guys, have a good time.
Have a good evening.
Have a good morning.
Just enjoy what you
have a good week, guys. I love you.